There's a place where they only serve cold beer in long neck bottles, where rusty pickups with gun racks and toolboxes are parked outside. The pool table felt is ripped like the jeans of the folks on the bar stools. And the jukebox is stocked by Chip McCabe, because this is the wrong side of the tracks.
But I always thought that was like a metaphor. But there are actual train tracks.
The wrong side of the tracks. Think you're smart, but you don't know.
Wrong Side of the Tracks with Chip McCabe. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Dad Radio Show, back at it again with a very, very special show. As you might be able to tell by the lack of Iron Maiden, Metal Dad, what the hell is going on today?
That's a great question. Why are we starting with Motorhead and not Iron Maiden like we normally do? We'll get to that in a second. But let me tell you guys that this is a very special show, because this is the final show as we know it, with the Candyman as my left-hand man, because he sits to my left. It's our 400th episode of the Metal Dad Radio Show. And we have been doing this iteration of the Metal Dad Radio Show since January 28th, 2016. So about 8.5 years. And when this show started 8.5 years ago, all four kids, all four Metal Dad children were around the table with me. And over time, each one of them peeled off for various reasons, school, people going away to school, things like that. But the Candyman stuck with it. This was his jam. He loves this music. He loves metal more than any of the other McCabe children. And he has been my co-host, the only one of the four kids who's been on all 400 episodes. Technically, there was one episode you were like super sick and in bed. I did it without you. But we're not going to count that. 400 episodes. Followed up only by DJ French Fry, who appeared on probably about 100 before he decided to go pursue his band, Suck Your Blood, which we're still waiting for the debut release. But, so why is Motorhead starting off the show? Because we have decided that for our 400th episode, and the final episode, that the Candyman will be here on a regular basis. He is going to be back at the end of the year for our year-end specials. We are going to recreate the show we did on January 28th, 2016. We are recreating, song for song, our first ever Metal Dad radio show in this iteration of this show. And we started with Motorhead. We were not starting with Iron Maiden. We would come later in the show. We would start every episode with Maiden. I think it was after we all saw them together as like a tribute to Maiden being sort of the family band, which they are still. There will be Maiden, though, later in this show, trust. But we did Motorhead to start it off, the one to sing the blues off of their album 1916, released in 1991. One of my favorite Motorhead records, in all honesty. I love this record. I had it on cassette as a kid, listened to it nonstop. And the one to sing the blues was the album opener. So how about another album opener from another one of my favorite albums from this era? This is Bolt Thrower. This is the Fourth Crusade. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Please for mercy. From the screams I hear, repentance is denied.
Metal Dad Radio Show, playing a bizarre but amazing block of not new music. I almost said that on instinct. That's how long we've been doing this show. None of that was new. Those are all stone cold classics in actuality. Now, Dad, tell us a little bit about what we heard.
I know. I'm so used to that first block being new music. I know. But that was not new music at all. Cirith Ungol from their 1981 debut, Frost and Fire. We gave you the title track off of that album. Love it. Best three-note bass solo in metal history in the middle of that song. Before that, we gave you Iron Maiden. I told you there would be Maiden at some point. We did play Maiden the first episode. We played Sun and Steel off their Peace of Mind album from 1983, which you and I agree is the most underutilized Iron Maiden song in their repertoire.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it could have been a great crowd pleaser. It's catchy. It's very singable. Like you said, it has a great solo too. And I just feel like they don't capitalize on any of that.
Yeah, I missed opportunity. Like, they don't have many missed opportunities in choosing from their back catalog. Sun and Steel is a missed opportunity. The fact that that did not become one of the most played songs from that era boggles my mind. It really does, because it's a phenomenal number. And then starting off the block, Bolt Thrower, Fourth Crusade, title track off their 1992 album, released through Earache in October of that year. And one of my favorite riffs in death metal history, which is probably why I played it on our first episode back in 2016.
I mean, I can't even argue with that. I think that Fourth Crusade is just like an undeniably brilliant record. And I appreciate that at the very start of the show, you thought, what do I really want to open this first block with? And that's where your mind went. It's a great record.
Thank you. That's where I went. So we didn't play what we did, maybe sort of. We did not play like brand new things that hadn't come out yet and we're only releasing singles like we do now, right? Where we're telling you about albums that are about to come out. But we did play new-ish stuff that first episode, including a track from Paradise Lost. About 6 months prior to our first show in June of 2015, they released a phenomenal album called The Plague Within. It's one of my favorite tracks off that record. It's Paradise Lost. This is No Hope in Sight. It's Metal Dad Radio.
you're in for a shock. In London town streets, when there's darkness and fire, when you least expect me, and you turn your back, I'll attack. I smile when I'm sneaking through shadows by the wall. I laugh when I'm creeping, but you won't hear me at all. With fear, then never knowing if I'm near. I'm sly and I'm shameless, nocturnal and nameless. Except for the Ripper, or if you like, Jack the Knife. Thank you.
show, giving you some, at the time, new-ish music. Although now, these are also records that, strangely enough, are kind of classics. These records are almost a decade old now. Metal Dad, what are these modern classics we're listening to?
Yeah, so I must have gone back, you know, January 2016 and just selected a handful of albums that I really, really liked from 2015 and played songs off of them. I think that's what I did, because we played what at the time was new-ish stuff from Immortal Bird, because in July of 2015, they released their Empress Abscess EP, and we gave you a track off it called The Sycophant. Before that, we gave you another release from 2015, Valkyrie, released their Relapse debut, Shadows, on May 15th, 2015. We gave you the opening number, Mountain Stomp. Before that, some classic Judas Priest off the Sad Wings of Destiny album, which that's your favorite record, isn't it, from Priest?
That's probably my favorite Priest record. You know, I love pretty much all of Priest's classic records, but there's something about that man, that almost proggy feel it has to it, still kind of hard rock, still kind of metal. I love it.
Mine is Stained Class, in all honestly. That's my favorite Priest record, but Sad Wings of Destiny might be number two or three. I just love that record so much. Released in March of 1976, we gave you The Ripper. Before that, Paradise Lost, also new-ish stuff from June 2015. Their album, The Plague Within, was released through Century Media, and we gave you the track No Hope in Sight, also the album opener. And there's one last band that we're going to play from this first, or maybe not, now that I'm looking at it, now that I'm looking at the playlist from 2016. There's another album that was released in 2015 that I really loved from a band that we just saw live a couple months ago, who blew my doors off in the live setting. One of the best live shows I've seen in years, in all honesty. Came from Ruby the Hatchet. Would you agree?
100%. I've seen a lot of shows over the last couple years, and that's got to be top five.
Yeah, you've seen more shows than I have in the last few years, that's for sure. And like your resume has gotten pretty impressive. Ruby the Hatchet, let's give you a track off of their album Valley of the Snake, which came out in 2015. This one is called Vast Acid. It's Metal Dad Radio.
To
Metal Dad Radio Show. Playing our final block for a little while. I gotta say, I'm a little emotional about it. That being said, that was a damn rocking block right there. Metal Dad, you played some of my favorite albums, and that's not even intentional because I didn't even know all these albums at the time. But in retrospect, you did fantastic with this one.
Yeah, let's not forget that when we started this radio show, you were like 8 years old and hadn't really formulated outside of Iron Maiden your love of metal the way it is now. I feel like it's been sharpened like a sword over the last 8.5 years. So, yeah, that was Venom off of their album Black Metal from 1982, Raise the Dead. Before that, we gave you some Chrissian off their Conquerors of Armageddon album from 2000. I have no idea why I played this. No idea, but I do like the record, and I like the song Cursed Scrolls. Before that, Riot, Thundersteel. Of course, Riot, a band now that has zero original members from the 1970s. But the bass player from this album, Thundersteel, 1988, is still in the band. So there you go. I gave you the title track. And then start off the block, Valley of the Snake is the album. Ruby the Hatchet, the band. Vast Acid, the name of the tune. That was released in February of 2015. All right. So this is it, kids. This is it for a couple months for me and for even longer for the Candyman. I am taking a hiatus while I figure out what the hell this show is going to sound like and look like without the Candyman next to me. I will be back the first week in November. Until then, you can listen to a handful of Metal Dad radio shows in the Cygnus archives at CygnusRadio.com. You can also listen to our friend Lord Gates. He's got some shows up at Rapture Radio in their archives. Shout out to Lord Gates. Shout out to the Dormouse as well, who I believe will still be rocking the airwaves here at Cygnus Radio. And we're going to finish off the show the way we always have, going back to 2016. Well, for me, going back to the 90s. As a tribute to, I believe, is the first ever heavy metal band, and that is
Black Sabbath.
Here it is, kids, the last song from our first show. This is The Wizard. Until next time, my friends.
keeps walking, right in his magic. Side.